With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A new 10% U.S. tariff on goods from around the world took effect on Tuesday. Reports show a list of tariff exemptions included beef, some fertilizers, and metals like steel and aluminum that are already under Section 232 national security tariffs. The 10% tariff under Section 122 was announced last week after the Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's widespread use of tariffs in place since February of 2025. Section 122 only allows tariffs for 150 days without congressional action. The president had said over the weekend he was raising them to 15%, the cap set in Section 122, but Tuesday's action remained at 10%. Fertilizers that are exempt from the new import tariffs include urea, ammonium nitrate, UAN, ammonium sulfate, along with DAP and MAP and others. Ammonia, sulfuric acid, and sulfur are not exempt unless they are imported via the USMCA trade agreement. The overall rural Main Street Index dropped below a growth neutral level of 50 for February. That, according to the most recent monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture or energy. The region's overall reading for February fell to 47.9, that from 52 in January. This marks the 12th time that the index has dropped below growth neutral since January of 2025. Due to weakness in the farm economy, especially for grain, about 75% of bankers support additional congressional financial support for the agriculture sector. That coming from Ernie Goss of Creighton University. They said pullbacks in farm exports during 2025 continue to undermine the regional farm economies. The February survey showed farm loan delinquency rates plateauing at a modest rate of less than 1.5%. The Farm and Ranch Land Price Index also fell below growth neutral at 45.5. The overall index ranges from 0 to 100, with growth neutral set at 50. Speaking at the National Ethanol Conference in Orlando, Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper celebrated a record year in 2025 for the industry. He also strongly urged Congress and the White House to fully unleash American ethanol to boost the farm economy, reduce consumer fuel prices, and strengthen domestic energy security. We saw glimpses of our industry's potential last year, and 2025 was another good year for the U.S. ethanol industry, Cooper told attendees, but we could have done so much more if simply given the opportunity. He also said that the opportunity begins with eliminating outdated regulations that restrict E15 sales during the summer driving season. Despite bipartisan support and broad coalition agreement that included the American Petroleum Institute, legislative efforts to secure permanent nationwide year-round E15 sales narrowly failed in 2024 and again in early 2026. Unleash E15, Cooper said. Let's get it done. Applications are now open for FarmPath, a national multi-year program designed to make farming more accessible and achievable for aspiring and beginning farmers across the U.S. The free 3-year program provides practical education and best practices for resilient agriculture and farm management, access to experienced mentors, and connections to a national network of professionals working across food and agriculture. FarmPath integrates training and production skills with in-depth instruction on the systems, markets, and decisions that shape long-term success. Through structured business training, mentorship, professional networks, and up to $10,000 in implementation funding, FarmPath is Farm Foundation's direct investment in a new generation of farmers prepared to meet this moment in American agriculture. That coming from Sherry Rogue Fiedler, the president and CEO of Farm Foundation. FarmPath is open to individuals from a wide range of backgrounds. Additional information, eligibility details, and applications are available at farmpath.org. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.